The great Jared Wallace is on the line. G'day, Jared.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you?
Oh, we're better now, aren't we, Brian?
It's amazing when you get a win,
yeah.
What it does to you.
Oh, yeah.
Like, even when you're playing footy, doesn't it like just makes training all that much better? It doesn't matter what it is. Just when you win. Now, Wal, what's been happening in the off-season, my friend?
Mate, not too much, actually. Just family time. Actually, today I'm just played 18 holes of golf with a guy called Mick McLaughlin for the Ronald McDonald House charity. He's doing 2,000 holes of golf in 7 days to raise $150,000 for a great cause. So that's what I'm doing at the moment.
Wow, how's he hitting them?
Mate, that's actually fantastic. But I'm not hitting them too good, so I'm glad I'm not doing it. I'll be doing it for a lot longer than that, but. No, it's nice down here at Royal Pines, and that's what I've really been doing is just playing golf and spending time with my family and getting fat. So I've got to start training again and work all the pudding off.
Yeah, that's refreshing to hear, Brian, because that's the right way. That's the right way to attack an off season, in my opinion. Don't you reckon?
Yeah.
Well, do you? And I've seen a couple of players who wouldn't have a break. They just continue on. Well, is there anyone in the Gold Coast Titans who was like that? Just keep training.
Yeah. Yeah, there is a couple. They're obviously, they're younger guys. You know, they probably didn't play as many games as what they would have liked. You know, they're trying to stay fit and trying to stay healthy and stuff like that. And they're also, they're either single or they've only got a partner with no kids, so they've got the time to do that as well. So, but no, look, mate, you've got to have downtime. It's too long of a year to not do that. So, being an older, I've played for 11 years now, so. Being a pastor 10 years, I get 10 weeks off. So for me, it was, I give myself 4 weeks of doing absolutely nothing, but just enjoying time with my family, having a few beers around the house and that, and just fully relaxing. And I started training again Monday. So I've got about 5 and a bit weeks now to whip back into shape, because I've still got 4 weeks before Christmas and then a good 8 weeks off after Christmas.
So Wal, is that a Titans... rule, or is that something in the enterprise bargaining agreement? So you get 10 weeks.
That was one of the things that the RLPA put in. So it's between 1 and 5 years. I think it's anywhere from 6 to 8 weeks, depending on how many games you played, and it's kind of up to the club.
Yep.
If you've done 5 to 5 years plus, you get 8 weeks, no matter what. If you've done 10 years plus, you get 10 weeks off. So.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, mate. Well, can you imagine, Fletch, what it would have been like for you back in the day to have 10 weeks off after a long year? It would have been unreal. Yeah.
I made the fat squad 10 years in a row. I was prolific for that. I'm very pleased you're doing that, Wal, because there's been this, it's not a pandemic to the proportions of a COVID, but it's getting out of control, Brian. And we actually took stock of this last year. We actually built a team, Wal, last year for the training the house down team.
Yes.
So... Yeah. People who were, you'd see them out there training when they shouldn't be. They should be relaxing. So we actually, took stock of that team, didn't we, Brian?
Or the media writes a feel-good story saying you're the strongest he's ever been.
Yes.
He's turning up early, all that, blah, blah, blah.
Training
blah.
On their own, highest or lowest weight they've ever been.
Yeah.
Those sort of cues.
Bench pressing.
Yes.
PBs.
Yes, all those sorts of things. Using terms like, hashtag motivated, hashtag 116, hashtag working harder than ever. That sort of stuff,
And then if you throw in a couple of fire emojis, that would definitely get you over the line into training the house down. I'm thinking skipper.
So training pre-season, that sort of thing. So, hang on a minute. Something's just dawned on me.
It's the off-season, and players are working hard to get ready for a big 2022. Here's a nomination for the Drive with Joel and Fletch training the house down team.
Oh, dear.
Guess what?
We've never done this live.
We haven't done it live, but, Wal, congratulations, my friend, because you are going up on the board, and you're our second player, along with Cam McGuinness.
Yeah.
So- Mate, it is an absolute privilege to be on that board.
Yeah.
Oh, mate. If this is going off my Instagram social media thing, mate, you know what social media like. It's all a myth. It's fake. I've done one session in 5 weeks and I made it look like I'm training the house.
Yeah, well.
I'm joking. It's a privilege to be on there, boys.
So. Just to let you know, last year's team, Collectively, yep, they played 4 first grade games.
Well, look, I feel like I'm doing all right then, because there was only 2 of us that played every game at the Titans this year, and that was me and Jamin Jolliffe. So, yeah, I did the same thing last year. I had 3 weeks off, and then I, you know, started doing my own kind of little mini preseason going into the year, and you know, I didn't have too bad of a year, which was really nice. So, you know, I'm hoping that it sticks with me and I get to do it again.
Now, while you're boxing here in this photo, just for our listeners, you're in the ring with some young fellow who's quite fit. Is this?
Yeah.
Are you doing this training because there might be a super fight? You and M Lodge. Nah.
Yeah, so I did. I spoke, obviously, you know, with all the hype around, you know, after that last game with me and Lodgie and stuff like that, I did get the phone call from Big Georgie Rose to ask if I'd be keen, and I did tell him that I was, but I don't know how that'll work now, if I'll be allowed. Obviously, you know, with that big fight being moved to New South Wales, I don't know how the Titans feel about that, because obviously, you know, isn't at the moment still where you're in Queensland, you go to New South Wales, you got a lockdown when you come back. I don't know how happy they would be for me to do that, but I'm definitely open to, you know, another boxing fight. I've had one before and it was a bit of fun, and you know, I got nice and fit for it, but we'll just have to wait and see. It's definitely on the cards though, Fletch.
Now, the Titans this morning unveiled a new logo. It's very Ned Kelly-like.
Yeah.
What, are you happy with it?
Yeah, I am. I think how would you put it? I suppose it connects with the, you know, the kids and the new generation and things like that. You know, like, I thought our logo before was cool and it showed a bit of history and stuff. You know, like, what do you think about not having any swords in it? Do you like it more than without?
I'm always frothing for a sword.
Is there a directive while about?
I love a sword.
No sharp objects. The Tigers got rid of the
claws.
The claws, and then now sword's gone.
Yeah, and that's maybe, you know, with the kids and that these days, obviously, when clubs are trying to, you know, build certain, you know, clothing brands around for kids and stuff, like, maybe that is a thing. I'm not too sure. But look, I do think it's nice. You know, I've seen and, you know, worn all the new gear, and I think our sponsor have done a great job in, you know, rebranding us and doing a good job of that. And I think it'll really connect with the, you know, the Gold Coasters and, you know, the way of moving forward. So I think it's just the really nice thing about it is obviously it's a whole start of a whole, you know, new generation. We've got all these young kids coming through like Jaden Campbell, Mo Fodawaker, and you know, and they're going to be able to build that brand and this new kind of logo that we have into a, you know, a new, hopefully more, you know, more successful, you know, part to our club. So I'm just excited I get to be a part of it.
Now, Walt, since we last spoke to you, your captain, Jamal Fogarty, obviously has upended and gone down to the Raiders. Did he mention anything to you guys? Did you see this coming, or did he speak to the team before he left?
No, I didn't see it. I only ever seen it on social media. So for me, it was more like, oh, you know, is it real or is it not real? But obviously, once it all kind of come out, you know, that it was a proper done deal, he did put a message out in the WhatsApp and just said that the opportunity for him to go down there, you know, long-term for him and his family, you know, like they offered him a 3-year deal, which for, you know, to be able to go down and have that kind of security was nice for him. And I suppose the Gold Coast just couldn't, you know, lock that in for him because their future, I think in their eyes, by the sounds of it, is, you know, is young Toby Sexton, AJ at 6 and JC at 1. So, you know, I think he'll be a big loss. You know, he's been our real kind of experience for our spine, and I think he's done a fantastic job for him. But, you know, I think he'll do a great job for, you know, for Canberra, you know, with having Jackie White. And he'll take a lot of load off Jack White. And you know, I think with having Ricky Stewart as his coach, I think he'll really thrive down there. But yeah, obviously Justin and that are making some big moves, so I'm excited to get back to training and see what their thoughts are on it all.
Kevy Proctor and Jamal Fogarty were the captains in 2021. Does that mean there's a vacancy?
Yeah,
well,
here we go. Now
maybe. I'm not sure. What do you reckon? Do I go in? Well, am I captain of your team?
Yeah.
Because I feel like I need that experience. Yeah. I need that experience. If I can maybe captain for a few weeks in your team, maybe that'll give me that, you know, that real confidence going into a proper NRL one.
No.
And I feel like, you know, the pressure would be off me then.
No. I'll tell you how you can maybe put we'd speak about this at the next board meeting, at the extraordinary board meeting. If you post again, exactly the same, but just add another one, Hashtag captain in waiting. if you can do after working harder than ever. Yeah, hashtag leader. Hashtag titsy. Look at me.
I will. If that will get me captain of your team, I promise you they will be my two hashtags.
Okay, it's not getting you into. It's not going to get you the job. It'll get you into the shortlist.
Into the discussion. Can I ask this, Brian?
Sure. Yeah. Hey, look, that's all a man can ask for.
Yeah.
You know, that's all a man can ask for. Because look, I suppose front rowers don't get that opportunity very often. Mm. You know? So I'll take it. I'll work my ass off and you know and see how I go. Hopefully it works out for me.
So, yeah, Brian, just a question, right?
Motivated.
I haven't really thought this through properly. Is it possible that we could have a member in both teams, the Training the House Down team and the Training the House Up team?
That would be awesome.
Wouldn't it?
Explain to Wal what the Training the House Up is.
Dual international.
Yeah. Tell him about Training the House Up.
So, Training the House Down, as we've ascertained, and it's glad that you've actually clarified that you weren't really Training the House Down. You were telling a few porkies. But it's a collective of only four first-grade games last year. So, what we've ascertained is we want to train the house up. You know, those who find a bit of scandal. Like you think back, well, the start of 2020, Nathan Cleary had the TikTok scandal. He was the best player in 2020. This year, 2021, Harry on the Corso, hello Tommy Turbo, training the house up, and he has the season of his life. So we're actually thinking training the house up is where it's really at, not so much training the house down. Isn't that right, Brian?
So it needs to be a little bit more controversial, you reckon?
Yeah, I'm thinking more Reece Walsh. Sort of.
Oh.
Yeah, so if you can get manage one of them, if you can just...
Can I do something where I don't potentially go to jail?
No. You've got to be on the board.
Or is that...
You've got to be handcuffed. You've got to be arrested. You've got to be arrested. And
yeah,
you don't have to be arrested.
Yeah, you do.
Nathan wasn't arrested. Turbo wasn't arrested.
You've got to be put... Yeah. Now, this is a new one, and it's the Gold Coast. This happens every Saturday night. And you've got to be put in the back of a paddy wagon and flogged with telephone books.
Yeah.
Or maced.
Okay, look, I'll see what I can do. I think, look, it's not going to be hard to do. I'll just walk down Surface Paradise somewhere, and you know, I'm sure that you know someone will pop up. I don't know how it'll go down for me, but I'll see what I can do for you.
We are chatting with the Gold Coast Titans co-captain in waiting, Jared Wallace. Well, just before we move along, we've been talking today on Drive with Joel and Fletch here on SEN 1170. We've been talking about the fact, what's your favourite day of the year? So for me, it's the Melbourne Cup. For Brian, it's Anzac Day. What's the day of the year where you're absolutely pumped?
Yeah, I like Anzac Day. Mm. Anzac Day, it's a good one. It's one of the best ones to... play as a footballer. Yeah, there's so much meaning behind that day, you know, and I do enjoy that a lot, actually. So yeah, I'll probably go with Anzac Day. Sounds fresh.
Nice choice, Wal.
See, a leader would say Anzac Day.
Yeah. Hey, Wal, I understand you went out to Australian Zoo. Visit Australia Zoo this week. How was that?
Are you stalking his Instagram?
It was unreal, actually. Yeah. No, I was going to say, you just go for my Instagram. Mate, it was nice.
No, I get told.
It was good, actually. It was the first time I took my little one to the zoo, and she loved it. And I felt like that was a real training session for me. You know, you walk around there and clock up a few Ks, and that means I don't have to go to the gym.
So it was a
win-win for me.
What was the favourite? What was the most popular animal of the day?
Mate, I'm a rhino fan. I like the rhinos.
Mm.
Yeah, they're my two favourite. Yeah, the gorilla and the rhino. They're my two favourites. So, for my little one, I think she liked a little meerkat. She wanted to actually help it. I had to almost pull her out of the pen. She tried to jump over and jump into the meerkat pen. So
I do like meerkats.
That was interesting.
I was the same. We used to love meerkats until that stinky rotten ad came about with that meerkat.
Oh yeah, compare the pair.
Hey, it's off.
Hey, while speaking about great days, Christmas Day is one of the great days. Have you won the right to wear the suit again?
I hope not. If you're talking like, are you talking about the Fat Club Santa suit?
Yeah, the Santa suit. Yeah, will you get to wear that again?
Yeah, I hope not.
No.
I hope I'm not the favorite. I'm paying probably $1.80 in the odds of being able to do it. So, I'm definitely in the running. We'll just have to wait and see.
Okay, there we go.
Hey, Wal.
It is a good day. I don't mind eating a good couple of O's, prawns and things like that. It's also a good day.
So, Wal, you come off contract with the Titans when?
This year. year, actually. This will be my last year with the Titans.
Here we go. Dolphins up the road. This is going to be it's going to be a big season for you. I can see it. I can see it. Did you get along okay with Wayne?
Mate, man, I love playing under Wayne. He actually, you know, I debuted in 2012 and Wayne came in 15. And I think I only played about, you know, I think it was 8 games in those first 3 years. And it wasn't until Wayne got there and he put the hard word on me. And he, you know, that was when I really found myself as a player. So, I loved playing under him. And, you know, if an opportunity ever arose where I could go and play in a, and be a foundation player like the Dolphins, I definitely explore that avenue for sure.
Well
I think,
said.
It'd be a great experience.
Well yeah. said. Keeping a foot in yeah. both camps. I love it.
Yeah. Hey, well, yeah, mate, we have to go, and you have to go because you have got your wedding anniversary coming up in May.
Wait, what? What date's that again?
I think you'll find it's on the 10th of May, coincides that's with Mother's Day. Yeah, yeah.
So that's right. That's, yeah, I appreciate that.
So you better get organised on the front foot.
How did you get married in the middle of the year or in middle of footy season?
Actually, you know, it was magic round. We played the Thursday night and then I got married on the Friday. Yeah, Friday afternoon. The Botanical Gardens on the Gold Coast. Didn't spend a cent. It still was just as magical as a not big, you know, $70,000 wedding, and it was unreal. So that's how it all happened.
Well, right. Well, I can tell you this.
Hashtag tight ass.
Hashtag our anniversary was 10 days after yours. We're May 20. There you go.
I think
it's May 20. Unreal. I think it's March 20. Anyway, it might be March 20. Anyway,
I'll wrong. Check your Instagram and I'll let you know.
Yeah, let me know, will you? Dear. There he is, the great man, Jared Wallace. Vote one, you Gold Coasters, for co-captain in 2022. We look